This tape recording is not a complete full-length recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Creed, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Frederic Chopin have been recorded for replay.
This seance was recorded on the 26th of November, 1956, private appointment for Rose Creed, medium Leslie Flint.
Communicators, Nicky and Frederic Chopin.
Do you ever talk in your sleep?
Oh, darling, I'm so pleased to hear your voice.
How are you this afternoon, Rosie?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I knew you was coming today.
Of course you do. How could you not know? Well... We don't have anything exciting. Mama seems to think that we're going to have a most thrilling afternoon.
Does he really? I wonder why.
Was he in trance last night?
Trance?
He said he woke up finding himself talking some foreign language.
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that. I have enough to do during the day shift, not the night shift.
To know.
I was there last night.
You were? Frederick?
Didn't he?
Oh, I didn't you hear me say it?
I know. I am always trying to do something. You know, I'm always experimenting whenever I can have an opportunity, you know. And I often think the best time is when the medium is completely unconscious and unaware, you know. And occasionally I make the attempt to see if I can make some contact in the sleep state, you know.
Yes, and I know what you were doing. Practicing your Polish.
Speaking in my own language, you know.
Yes.
I want to be able to be proficient in trying to convey my thoughts into sound via the medium, you see.
Yes.
I think we'll have to put in the right art.
Yes, that's a very good idea, Frederick. Are you practicing for my friend?
Well, I don't know. I'm just practicing.
For whom?
Everyone. Not just one person in particular.
Oh, I wish I knew Polish.
Why?
Why don't you practice now, if you can? Won't you try?
No, I prefer to speak in English. Otherwise, it would be unintelligible to you. Besides, it is much more difficult. And I want to do it in my own way.
You will always have your own way, won't you?
Because my way is the right way. My way is the sensible way.
I see. All right, sir.
Case, we shall not have any opportunity to speak to anyone in my language for some time.
You won't?
In any case, I have my own reasons.
Why?
I want to be able to be proficient. I want to be able to be master of the situation.
Oh, yes.
I don't want anyone to be... able to say, he didn't speak very good Polish or something. Besides, don't forget the Polish of 150 years ago is not the same as it is today.
Oh, isn't it?
Any consequence, I have to learn to speak more modern.
Oh. All right, Frederick, how do you pronounce your name? You say Chopin. Chopin.
Chopin.
Eh?
Chopin.
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 Or Chopin.
No, Chopin.
Chopin.
Chopin. Why'd you say, like that?
Because I thought I heard you say Chopin, or something like that. Might have been a slip.
No. What is it? What were you going to say?
That would be marvelous if I brought my friend and you spoke fluent Polish, because he said the only thing that would make me believe is if Chopin speaks to me in Polish.
Well, we will see. We will see. I am not so concerned at the moment about your particular friend.
No.
I'm concerned about other things.
Well, I'm very concerned about knowing all about ancient Egypt, if you'd like to say something about it to me.
You are concerned about knowing about ancient Egypt?
Yes.
I should have thought there were much more important things to discuss than ancient Egypt.
There are lots of important things, but you see, the beginning when we were both in ancient Egypt, if we could just climb up a little by degrees, you see, from ancient Egypt and the next step forward. don't you think?
No, I don't.
But I bet you know all about it, Frederick. I don't, you see. And ancient Egypt has always appealed to me tremendously.
That is not surprising. But lots of things have appealed to you at different times.
Yes, but you are in a position to enlighten me, aren't you?
I feel in the mood to tease you.
All right, then tease today. And do whatever you like today. I'm quite ready for anything.
That's the trouble with you. You're always ready.
Well, you are in the mood. I don't want to destroy your mood. I can cope with it, I hope.
I should think you could manage to cope with me. Well, on the throne of Egypt there was a king.
Yes.
His name was Akhenaten.
Yes.
He was a very wise, very fine ruler, but very unpopular with the priests, with the religion of his time. He had ideas, new thoughts, you would call it, which did not please certain persons in high places. And he did a great deal to try to complicate his life and his attitude to the people. The people were fond of Akhenaten, but the priests were losing ground, were losing power because of the new ideas, religious ideas of the king. You know, for a long time, you and I, we were, how you say, seekers. We were desirous of finding out truth.
Yes.
We were brought up in a religious circle. I was brought up in a religious house. You also, from very early childhood, were given to the church to be what you would call handmaiden of the church at the time.
Yes.
But we saw the inner workings of the priests. We did not approve, but it was not possible to do anything about it. Fundamentally, we had great faith, but our faith was shaken by individuals in the priesthood. And we became interested, you know, in the teaching, the new thought of Akhenaten. But eventually we became suspect by the priests, and we have to make an escape to save our lives. I've told you some of this before.
Yes, but you and I escaped.
We escaped.
Yes.
For a time.
Yes.
But we were caught.
Oh. And then what happened, Frederick?
Oh, we were put to death.
Put to death?
Secretly. It would not have done for the priests to come out into the open that they were putting people to death because of their religious belief, which would not have been popular with the people, especially the people who were in the church itself.
Yes.
But, oh well, we were not allowed to leave. That was our first contact, as far as my memory serves me.
And then what happened after death?
Oh, after death we were here for a little while together. But
yes,
only for a short time.
Yes.
And we returned in Rome, in ancient Rome, at the time of Caesar.
Oh, yes.
We were Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We were always seeking, as I've told you before, for truth. But then again, our religious beliefs were not popular. Our seeking for truth led us into many difficulties, and we were brother and sister.
Brother and sister? Oh.
And so, eventually, we have to escape from Rome at the time the Christians were being persecuted, and we live and settle in what today I think we call southern Italy. And we lived peacefully and quietly in a small village. Our parents had died many years previously.
Yes.
Neither of us married, which is not surprising. Although we did not realize it, we were brother and sister, of course. There was something that prevented us within our own makeup from desiring to seek elsewhere for happiness. We were content to be left in peace. I know you laugh at it. I was a carpenter, a very good one.
Carpenter?
A very good carpenter.
Oh, yes?
You know, even in my last incarnation, although I was a musician, I was clever with my fingers in other direction. I could create, make things. I used to amuse myself with making things in my last incarnation out of wood. This is something which probably has never appeared in any books about me, but I used to like to sculpt, is what you say, to make, to create things.
Yes.
But that is another thing.
Yes, but carry on, Frederick.
You were very artistic too. You were able to sew beautifully and embroider. Mm-hmm. That is how we made our living in this Roman incarnation. I would do my work as a carpenter, making various things. You sewing and needlework. You were very clever. Mm-hmm. But you know, between us, there is a great happiness. I lived to be a very old man.
Yep.
And you pass over with your work in your 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I live many years after you.
And what did I do in the meantime after I died?
After you died? You are here with me.
Where?
Over here.
Over there.
Neither of us have become musicians. You are still in the process of becoming one, of course.
Yes.
But I had not done anything with regard to music, except in Egypt I had a certain amount of musical education, but I must remember that there were a few instruments, mostly what you would call a kind of lyre. Which I was fairly proficient on. That was my first instinct for music. Yet, strangely enough, in my second incarnation, I have no recollection of music at all, of creating or playing an instrument. But it was in my third incarnation that I began to commence my artistic musical career.
That was in?
And that was in the time of the Borgia family.
Oh, yes.
Which you've probably heard so much about.
1400 something.
It was in that period that art was flourishing. It was appreciated probably at that period more than it has been appreciated before or since.
Yes.
Musical instruments becoming more, shall we say, understood. They were being created and people were coming forward who had some experience, knowledge, and were able to play and to compose. In that particular period, of course, music had advanced to a certain extent in comparison to the earlier times. And I had many abilities, inasmuch as I could paint and I could play and compose. Mm-hmm. Some of my compositions of that early period, I presume, might still be in being. That is, there may still be traces of my music left.
That was the time when you were, what was your name then? What was your name then, Frederick?
My name, I have many names. Like all Italian children, I have given many, many names.
No, at the time when you were composing, in time of the Borgia.
Giuseppe.
What?
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. Oh.
There's one of my kids. And this is where we come linked with Valentino.
Oh.
Our family.
Yes.
Because his family were related to our family.
Oh, yes. And Magnus comes in there.
He comes into the picture there for the first time.
Oh. They were two brothers, weren't they?
They were brothers centuries ago in that particular period. The Guglielmi family. The Guglielmi family.
Eh?
I try to pronounce for you the Italian name. The Guglielmi family. Guglielmi family.
Guglielmi family, yes.
They were links forged in that period, which were repeated through various incarnations afterwards. Now you were betrothed, how do you say betrothed?
Betrothed, yes.
When you were quite a small child. And I remember our marriage ceremony, our service. I remember so much about our lives in that period, probably more so in that period than perhaps any other.
Yes.
So it is probably because partly that we were husband and wife the first time, and also because my music and your interest in music was first born. At least it first was apparent in
Oh. Oh.
If you go to Italy,
yes,
which you probably will do one day, you go to Rome, yeah, you will see some traces of my work.
Of your work? Don't stop, Frederick.
There is a very old family.
Yes.
Called the Bellini family.
Bellini?
No, Bellini.
Oh, Bellini.
Which was our house.
Yes.
There are still people of that family today. And there is still work of the Bellini brothers. For we were a large family. And I and my brother were both artistic. My brother was particularly so. He was a very clever artist. And do many fine work. And I also paint, but not so well, I don't think, as he, but my interest in music was advanced at that time, in that college. And yeah. I composed various music for special celebrations of church services, also for what you call, I suppose, leading into a dance, you say?
Yes.
Savants, things of that nature.
Did we have any children, Frederick?
No, children. You always seem to have the habit of dying young. Uh-huh. Only one reason why this time you're dying old.
I see. And what more, Valentino? Does he come into the picture again?
He comes into the picture several times. He is, of course, a very old soul. He is a very great psychic.
Yes.
He was always interested in the occult.
Yes.
In that particular period, it was dangerous to dabble in the occult. That is, if the church were aware of it, the church was always very powerful. I was interested in the occult too, and so were you. That we had not a great deal of knowledge in those days, but we had some experience. We had great belief in life after death and communication. But our opportunity to delve into the subject was not tremendous. It wasn't very great, but. Valentino, he was an extraordinary character. He was always very psychic. And we sometimes, when he was with us, or we were with him, when we traveled, we go to Naples, we stay for a little time with our friend. And we would learn a great deal about psychic things from him, but we were all rather afraid of it.
Mm.
Well, in those days, black magic was very much rife.
Yeah.
And it was considered very unwise to have anything to do with anything of the nature. Besides, it was proven that it was dangerous. There were many witches, though we realize now that they were not necessarily evil people at all. But in those days, one was very superstitious.
Was Marmos there as well?
He was there too. He was a brother of Valentino in those days.
Hmm.
The Valentina family had a very old family. There was two groups that they could explain. In Italy in those days, there were houses, there were families which were very powerful. There was great feuds between families, between various sects and peoples. And the country was ruled in sections by nobles. And there was great antagonism between certain families. And there was a great deal of unpleasant incidents. In which I was not involved, but he was. He was killed in a duel with another family, very much like the Romeo and Juliet, the Capulet and so on.
Oh, I see.
But that was common in those days.
Yes.
Families ruled large areas of the land. You know, it was not until 1700 that I really developed my music in any shape or sense, in the way that I realized music should be developed. It was in that period that I do a great deal of work and compose. I never became what you term famous, but I composed a great number of works, which possibly some are still played today, but mostly for church. I know you don't like church music, but in those days, most music was composed for church. One who received support from the church is very essential in those days to live also. I'm not talking about a later incarnation.
Yes.
And in Italy and in Spain and in certain other countries on the continent, music was very much appreciated and very much supported by the church. And many people who were musically inclined were given great help by the church. The church, in some respects, was, you might say, the supporters of music. We owe a great deal to the church from the point of view of the development of music.
Yes.
Some of the monks, for instance, were very psychic and had great deal of inspiration. They were not perhaps what you call mediums in the same sense as you understand them today.
Yes.
But in their meditation and prayer and the kind of life which they live and lead, they have much given to them the mental nature. And I think the majority of those who were in monasteries and attached to the church, where they have much time to meditate and give over to prayer and thought,
yes,
they were very much more sensitized to things of the spirit in consequence and received great inspiration. And some of the monks were very musical, and they give a great deal to music and help in its development.
Yes.
But it was not until my last incarnation that I really became a fully-fledged musician. I think all the previous experiences and knowledge that I had as this and as, you know, over centuries of time, and so much came out in that incarnation. I think it is in my last incarnation that I really achieved what I had set out to do, what I set out to learn, what I had developed within myself as a person and a character.
Yes.
All my past life, to some extent, can be traced in my music. That's why when I was very, very young, I used to surprise people by what I could do with the piano, what I could bring out of the piano.
Yes.
You know, my lessons were very sketchy when I was young.
Yes, I know.
I had very little musical training, of any consequence, you know, until I was about 12.
I know that, Frederick. Ursula couldn't know that Zwiny, you remember Zwiny?
Yes,
your first teacher, he couldn't teach you anymore. He started you when you were about 6 or 7.
I know.
And he couldn't do anything more with you, he said.
No.
And then you started to compose very early. You started at the age of 8. I've got some of those compositions.
I studied. It was a natural instinct to me.
Yes.
You know, it's an extraordinary thing that I had hardly any teaching, any lessons in regard to playing the piano.
No, I know.
It all came by instinct. It came natural to me.
Yes.
When I was very young, I would sit at the piano and just strum, I should say, my fingers over the keys.
Somehow
it came automatically.
Yes. Oh, interesting. Do go on, Frederick, if you can.
You know, it's a little thing I compose.
Yes?
C minor.
C minor? What was it?
I don't think you've ever heard it. I could not have been more than 7 or 8 when I first played.
I wish you could hum it.
I don't know if I can hum it. But later on, many years later, I used that simple little tune, theme, in a later work.
Oh?
It is only 3 notes.
Improvised on 3 notes, did you?
On 3 notes.
What was that, Frederick? Tell me.
He's teasing you. I'm trying to make you find out for yourself.
I know. I'm thinking hard.
That
can't hear you.
I can't hear that sort of thing.
Dum da 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 da. There.
Three notes.
That's the thing that's come out in your third movement of your sonata.
You remember? You have found it.
Eh?
I wondered how long it would take you.
I have thought of it, but I wasn't quite sure.
You see the basic.
Eh?
You take it right down to basic.
Yes.
You see.
That is it.
I improvise on it and improvise.
Yes.
I remember once a very amazing thing happened. I was composing something.
Yes?
It was a very old piano. I was away from my own home. But somewhere where the piano had been standing and had got down, and the notes, certain notes would not stick, you know.
Yes.
And no matter, I think, never mind, this is a test or something, you know, I said, myself, there are things I can do with the notes that don't stick.
Yes.
I can pull something from that.
What was that?
There's a piece of my music where
yes.
It seems as if there's something lacking, something missing, as if it's pretty obvious that something is wrong, and yet it is not wrong, it is right, it is music right, but anyone who is very clever will say to himself, now what is this man doing? He is something unusual. Why is this missing? It's almost as if there are some notes missing. In fact, in certain copies of my music, even in my lifetime, they would put in certain notes that I had intended to be left out.
Oh.
It's a prelude.
A prelude?
Never mind.
Oh, no, no, I must get it.
You have got it.
I have. First one.
It is most strange, at least though some people think, that I composed that on a very old piano where not only notes would not play, and where the pedals were not working properly. It was sort of a kind of test to me, and I found great amusement out of it. It is an amusing piece of composition.
If it's amusing, it must be one of your scherzos.
No, no. It is amusing to a musician.
Oh. Well, I'm not a musician, unfortunately. Your first prelude is very peculiar.
I'm talking about a peculiar prelude.
Yes. The first one?
B, 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 B.
Hmm. You said something about B?
Yes.
Is that in B? What is that?
Are you giving me a lesson or trying to find out, testing me?
No, no, I'm not trying to test you. Why should I try and test you? Where my music is concerned, you could pass a lot of tests. Not for playing.
No, no.
No, I'm not. Right. You have several copies of my prelude.
Yes.
I mean, repeat.
Yes, I did have, but I couldn't...
Oh, well, I'm just wondering if in this particular prelude we are talking about, if various suppliers of the music also make these alterations.
But all your music is altered, Frederick.
Well, we should not be
a altered. Good many of them is altered. And the pedaling is completely in the wrong place, I think.
You think? It is most likely. But the original...
Yes?
The original, published in my lifetime,
yes.
Are the correct, although even so, there are mistakes in some of those.
Those German publishers were the best for you, Hartoff or something.
They do good copies.
Yes. But those are impossible to get now.
It's not impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you where I am concerned.
No, because you're with me. You make me get them. Shall I try and get them?
You will get them.
I will.
Don't worry. you will get more things than you realize in connection with myself. In the next 10 years.
Oh Lord.
Don't say, oh Lord, like that. In the next 10 years, you have many surprises and interesting experiences in regard to myself and my music and our lives together. But I am not ready yet, and I don't want to be bothered with other people.
What do you mean you don't want to be bothered with other people?
I want to do my own work in my own way.
Yes.
I want to provide you with experiences, tastes, and I want to do various things.
I see.
And I cannot do that if I have got to concentrate on other people. Well, later on,
yes,
when the time is ready and I am in a position to turn to you and say, well, look, we have done this, we have achieved this together, we are now are in a position to help to convince certain people who can be of service or use. But it is no good at the moment trying to please or to convince people who in any case either are not ready for this or may not be in any position to do it or help in any way. I think we must be patient, as I've told you.
Yes.
I know you've got ideas and plans. I plant them in my head, true. But at the same time, there is got to be a proper time for these things.
Yes.
You're going back to Mallorca again.
Yes.
To build a bridge. This is how you say metaphorical.
No. Yes.
You build a bridge, huh?
Yes.
To make possible certain things we shall do. There are certain people that you are not to meet, as I've told you in the past.
Yes.
Certain friendships to be forged and strengthened.
Yes.
The professor is one. He is going to be very important in your life.
In what way, Frederick? He's going to give me lessons, I know, you said.
He's going to teach you. Yes. He's going to help you with your music, of course. That is a little pleasure I want you to have.
Yes.
And friendship with the professor.
Yes.
But also, I want to work with him and use him a little more himself.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
There are certain people, you see, one must realize it, that there are mediums in various directions.
Yes.
There are mediums that I can use, like this one, to speak to you.
Yes.
And I hope in other directions to use him. But there are also musicians who I can use from a musical point of view.
Yes.
Who I can use as instruments. For their own good, of course. Of course.
Yes.
And also for you, to demonstrate to you, to prove to you. Not that you need the proof so much, but I've got so many plans.
Yes.
You must remember that these things must be done in stages.
Yes.
It takes a number of years. I say 10 years. I make it 10 years. That is what I say. Maybe a little less, maybe more. But in 10 years, which I think you have to do, stay on earth, we can do a great deal. And I want to leave behind a record through you for the work.
Yes.
For those who are intelligent enough and understanding enough. But I shall hope to achieve certain things which in themselves will be so strikingly evidential that no one, unless they are very, very difficult to believe, to convince, must believe, you know.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing, but don't put me to too much
difficulty
until I'm ready. When I'm ready, I'll tell you I'm ready.
All right, Frederick. All right. I'm glad you mentioned it, and I will.
That's why when you ask me so many questions, I sometimes feel shy, how you say, of answering. Because I don't want you to run too quickly, when I know the best way to achieve all these things is by the gradual process. We have time. We have plenty of time. You have many years. You have 10 years at least to do a great deal. Maybe in 6 months, maybe in a year, maybe less or more, I shall achieve certain things which I set out to do. But that is only the beginning, because not only one person, but many persons are involved in this, you see.
Yes.
Not only you, not only the medium, not only the circle, as you call it, that sit here.
No.
But people like the professor.
Yes.
People like Marcusinski. People like Goldsand. All sorts of internationally world-famous people.
Yes.
Musical people.
Yes.
Are going to be brought into this. But to do that, I have got to be proficient, how you say, at communication.
Yes.
I've got to be proficient in other directions. So that I can demonstrate in such a way that a person like Marcusinski, for instance,
yes,
can never turn around and say that could not be Chopin. I must be in a position to give you 100% conviction.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
It would be hopeless to prove something like this to a man who is yet unready. And he will be more ready perhaps in 5 years or less or more time than he could possibly be now.
Yes.
The same as the professor, we have to break down barriers, we have to break down religious prejudices. We have many things even with your little friend who plays so nicely. She is involved in it.
She is too.
If today she is an ardent Catholic.
Yes.
Tomorrow, who knows? You will see, you will see.
What is going to happen to her in life, Frederick?
What do I do, you mean?
I mean, she seems... Is she going to have any future, or...?
Everyone has a future, because there is life after death.
Yes, I know.
And everyone has got a past. Ooh-hoo.
I mean, while she's on the earth, or is she going to carry on as she's carrying on now?
I don't see any changes in her personal life.
You don't?
And I certainly do not think that one can hope to expect it.
No.
She has achieved all that she can hope to achieve.
Has she?
Unfortunately. But one must remember.
Yes.
That one can be useful, one can be of great help.
Yes.
In smaller ways.
Yes.
And she has been a great help to many people. She has been very kind and considerate.
Yes.
She has neglected her own health to help other people.
Yes.
There is much in her nature and character that I admire.
Yes.
And one must also bear in mind that although one may not agree with her religion,
yes,
her religion has been a great help to her.
Yes.
And has helped to bring out a lot of good in her character.
Yes.
So we must never be prejudiced. What I am prejudiced against, and what so many people are prejudiced against, is the narrow-mindedness of the teaching,
yes,
of the church, which sometimes prevent a person from becoming a much better person. I don't only mean in character, but better person also in regard to the art, also,
yes,
in regard to the fullness that they could have in their lives. Anyway, I don't want to go into that,
but
I just want you to know that I have my plan, and every one of my plans is a good plan, and it is not only something that I have devised myself. A great deal of consultation and help has been given to me by others here. Some you know, some you don't know. We have many things we want to achieve, but only these things can be achieved if we are patient one with the other, that we work in complete harmony and cooperation, and that we do not attempt to do too much too quickly. You will see, as I've told you, gradual process within developments. Gradual, very gradual, but it will be there. And when the time comes for me to do things where other people are concerned, I will do it. Already the seeds have been sown in New York. And when you return, you will see the result, to some extent, of the seed that was sown. Questions will be asked. You'll become more intimate, more friendly. You'll meet new friends, new faces. Links will be forged. This next visit is much more important than the first. The first was important, the second is vital.
Oh.
Anyway, I can tell you no more today.
All right, Frederick. We're thinking of going in the middle of May. Will that be all right?
That should be all right.
Yes?
You go in the middle of, whenever it is.
Yes.
Don't make it too late in the summer. Don't go in the height of the summer.
No.
Go when the island is peaceful.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And the professor has more time.
Oh, yes.
You will see. You will see. Let him know that you are going.
Yes, I will.
I talk to you again, but I cannot wait and see.
Oh, yes, please.
But,
thank you.
You will see. You will see. I must go.
Thank you very much for all you told me.
And don't puzzle your head too much. Be content.
All right.
Bye-bye, Rosie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.